Okay, today is Daf Kuf Dalad. Fascinating Daf today. We're going to learn some censored Gemara today.
Finally.
We're up to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Yeah, up to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Exactly where we're up to. Good question. Who the Amar Ki Haytana? 1, 2, 3. 4 lines from the bottom. So the question was, how could it be, on the one hand, mem, changing, interchanging mems is a problem, and on the one hand, it's not a problem. How could that be? The answer is a machlokas. Hu d'amar ki haitana. To say it's okay goes like the following opinion. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Nemar Besheni. On the second day of Sukkot, it says, Niskehem. That last mem there is extra. Bashishi, on the sixth day, Unusacheha. The hey is extra. I'm sorry, the yud is extra. Bashvi, on the seventh day, Kimishpatam. The final mem is extra. What is that? Hari mem yud mem. Hari mem yud mem. That's mayim. Mayim. Mikan l'remez l'nitzach hamayim min haTorah. Now, the first mem that we use for the word mayim is an end mem. And we've made it into a beginning mem. What do you see? Not a problem. You can do that. Open, we make closed. Kosher. Sasam nami. Sasam, if it's closed. Vasa pasuach. Kosher, it's kosher. Not a problem. The Gemara says, me dummy? 1 minute. How can you compare the two cases? Pasuach, if it's open, vaso sasam, and you made it closed, right? Ayule kama ailile. You are upgrading it. Why are you upgrading the mem? Damar of chista, mem visamach shebeluchos, b'neis how you owned him. They stood in an ace. Why? Because if you hollow something out through and through, where's that piece of the mem, which is a circle basically, and a samach, which is a circle basically, where's that piece going? How did it stay suspended in midair? The answer is, it was an ace. The hanging chair, it was an ace. Now, the Gemara assumes that every mem on the luchos must have looked like that. Gemara assumes that. Therefore, if you take a regular mem and make it into a closed mem, it's an upgrade, it's in the luchos. Ella, sasam, but if it's a closed mem, vaso, pasuach, and you make it open, garua kamagarale, it's a downgrade. You're downgrading it. Damar of Yirmiyah, Vitamar of Chia bar Abba, Menatzbach, those letters, the beginning of those letters, Tzafum Omrim, was said by the Nevi'im. So it's a downgrade. So the Gemara says, V'tispera, impossible, the Nevi'im made up new letters? V'oksiv, Eila ha-mitzvot, Shein ha-Navi Rishai l'chadish davar me'ata. A Navi can't make up something. So if the Nun looked one way, how can the Nevi'im say, okay, now it looks like this? How can they do that? So Gemara says, no, they didn't do that. Ella miyahava hava. But miyada lo hava yadin hai be'emta teva hai betzof teva. Nobody knew where they belong. The asu tofim tiknuhu. The sofim did it, they established it, that these letters go to the beginning of words, these letters go to the end of words. Asks the Turei Evan in Megillah, why don't they just open up a pair of tefillin and check and look? He says even further. He says, the luchos, till the Yoshio the king, the luchos are in the Aron. Well, they go look at it. Take a mezuzah off the door, go look. He leaves that Pitzarachian. There's no answer to that question. Why don't they look? Right? How is there ever a machlok between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? What did Rashi's father do? What did they do before them? Right? With that ongoing machlokas in Klal Yisrael? And Rashi was the one who laid down the law, and then Rabbeinu Tam laid down the law. Is that how it went? Or just law? Just what? Did, what? All of a sudden, during Rabbeinu Tam's time, the year in the thousands, all now we can do differently. What did they do before? There's no answer to that question. So Turiyaf, there's no answer to that question. Go look. Take a Megillah. Take a mezuzah. Take a tefillin. Where are the letters? Where are the final letters? What's going on here? How could they not know? Very difficult. What? What do you mean? We have a Mesorah. So every Torah was wrong. Every tefillin were wrong. So the Rishash tries to
end. Same thing with the shofar.
Right. Exactly. Same thing with the shofar. Same thing.
So we do everything.
What? No, not everything. We have no broken Mesorah on what an Ezra looks like. There's no machlokes. Right.
What's more,
though,
what's not more? I have no clue.
What do you mean?
You
don't
even know
what I get. No. We don't have a machlokes about it.
What? Chazmishes, that's what an Ezra was supposed to look like. No. It's like the only Ezra in the world.
Is that true?
The Chazmishes are again?
Yeah.
They're yellow. That's about the only coincidence.
Still, it's the same fruit, though.
It's the same fruit, but it's supposed to, you're allowed to shake one that looks like that versus one like that. You're not allowed to shake an Ezra that looks like a baseball. Can't make a run on it.
That's because it's a funny looking esrog. There's no dispute. Some say it's an esrog and some say it's a watermelon. There's no have it like that. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are different, like an esrog and a watermelon. They're so different. So you don't have that, but we shake a tekiya and a shvarim and a true. They're very different. So what did they do last year? It's a good question. So what did they do? So the Rashash tries to answer. He says, well, it could be that really, any which way you wrote the letters were good. So you can't pull out a mezuzah, oh, the nun's in the middle of a word, now there's a final nun over here, a mem over here. There was no rhyme or reason. Came along the chachamim, the neviim, and said, no, okay, we're going to make it uniform now. These letters go at the ends of words, and these letters don't go at the ends of words.
What's the answer?
That's okay of an answer. But that's the answer. That's the answer that prompts the Gemara to ask the following question. They still can't do that. Who gives them the right to do that? V'akatim, still, Eilah mitzvot she'en hover rishay l'chad yisrof ha'miyata. Still can't do that. Ella, the answer is, shechachem, they forgot, v'chazru v'yisadum, and the Nevi'im came along and established it. That means, at some point in history, people forgot that these letters belong at the ends of words, and started putting them in the middle of words. Now, we must hold that that's not a problem. That if you do that, it's okay. We must hold that.
We change the alphabet we have.
The what?
We change our own alphabet. Yeah.
Right, so.
Sure is the thing.
Correct.
So
the only way to make that make sense is, the best answer I ever heard was that, by the way, the Luchos, the Gemara says, that the Mem and the Samach were an ace.
Correct.
If you look at the ancient script, the Samach doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
so the way to answer it is that you have to differentiate between common writing and the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah and the Luchos were always written the way we have them today. The only thing that changed was common writing.
Correct.
Common writing. I want to write you a letter to tell you how much I love you.
But Ezra changed from Ivri to Ashuri.
For common writing. Those letters are gone.
What we have now.
Ashuri.
Right.
Yes.
They used to write to each other in some other language, some other writing, old ancient Hebrew. Those are gone.
I heard the reverse here.
What do you mean?
Can't be.
I heard the reverse here, but I told you, I heard that she would answer. So.
Yeah. Okay.
With the dots over there that give drush.
Yeah.
A couple places in the Torah. Yeah. Places with the dots.
Correct.
Whatever. So he said, why did Ezra have to put them there? Why weren't they there before?
Who says Ezra put them there?
They're not the same. They are.
No, they are.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, but why couldn't those dots have been even if it was a different script?
He's hiding that it weren't there in a different script because the other script was more expressionist.
Uh-huh.
This is more free-flowing. So okay. It was exactly opposite. It was
the problem. I hear that. The problem with that Vard is that the Samach in that script did not have a hollow thing. So then, how does this Gemara make any sense? You know what it looked like? It looked like an upside down tree,
right.
Or a tree, like a stick with a skinny line and a wider line and a wider line. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it looked like. So that's not hollow. What? Yeah. It's in the. What? Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. Gufa. Amr of Chista. Mem v'samach shabaluchos b'nei so yomdim. Amr of Chista. Ksav shabaluchos. The ksav of the luchos nikra b'fnim. Could be read in regular. V'nikra b'bachutz. Kigon, for example. Nivuv. Now, Nivuv did not appear in the luchos. But if it did, then it would be buban. Rahav is bahar. And suru is v'ras. Says Rashi, lo hayu b'luchos. These words were not in the luchos. Ela teva ba'al menachat. How the Gemara stamp picks words? Says Tosfos nevuv tema. Damai nachat lahu kivud lo hayu b'luchos. Why on earth would the Gemara pick words that are not in the luchos? How would the Gemara do that? So the Lachmei Toda answers. I'll tell you why. Because we have a mesorah that when Moshe came down from the mountain carrying the luchos, he saw the egel, the letters of the Luchos went away, leaving him with just empty stones that were very heavy, now because the letters were no longer there. He dropped them. What?
They didn't carry themselves.
They didn't carry themselves. He dropped them and they shattered. That's what these three words say. Nevuv Bahar, the engraving on the, in the mountain. Sar, men went away. Thur went away. The letters went away. That's what these letters, that's what these words are doing here. Okay. Armele Rabban L'Rishua Ben Levi. Asid Dar Dikiha Idna, the children nowadays, Lebe Midrasha in the yeshiva, go listen, go give them a faher. Vamri Mili, they're going to say things. Dafili Bime Yeshua Ben Nun, Lo Idmar Kavase. Even in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, no one, they didn't know a vart like this. Aleph Beis, what does Aleph Beis mean? Aleph Bina, learn Gemara, learn knowledge, get knowledge. Okay? Learn Torah. Gimel Dalet is Gomel Dalem, support the poor. My time of Pshuta Kare the Gimel the Gabi Dalet. Why does the leg of the Gimel face the Dalet? Shekin Darko Shal Gomel Chasid the Malar Tachar Dalet. Because if you're a true Gomel Chasid, you chase after the poor people. My time of Pshuta the Kare, right? Because if you ever look at the Torah, the Gimel, the leg of the Gimel is not straight. It's not vertical. It's slanted towards the Dalet. Why? For this idea. And my time of Pshuta Kare the Dalet the Gabi Gimel. The same thing, the leg of the dal also is not straight. It's also slanted a little bit toward the right, toward the gimel, so to speak. Why? The lim tele nafshe, so that the poor person should make himself available. Right? Well, my time mahadar ape the dal mi gimel. And why does the face of the dal go away from the gimel? The li tele betina, that you should give the dal, the poor person, in privacy, they shouldn't have to be embarrassed. Kiechid lo lichtaf mi, they shouldn't be embarrassed. Hey, Vav is Zeh Shemosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yod, Kof, La'abed. V'mata Osekein, if you do all that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zon Otzach, he'll support you, V'chan Otzach, and give you grace, V'meitiv Lach, and be good, V'notzen L'cha Yerusha, V'kosh L'cha Kesel Ol Maba, and I'll give you a crown Ol Maba. Mem Psucha, Mem Stuma, Ma'amar Pesuach, Ma'amar Sasam. Sometimes words should be, sometimes some Torah should be hidden, and some Torah should not be hidden. Nun kfufa nun pshuta, a bent nun and a straight nun, right? Neman kafuf v'neman pashut. In this world, many times the righteous people are bent over. Life is not so good. But in the next world, it'll be straight. It'll be pashut, it'll be straight. Samach ayin, samach aniyim, support the poor. Lashon acher, others say, simanim asu batorah. Make simanim in the Torah, v'kana otha, and you'll be able to acquire it. Says Rashi, simanim, it's like a few lines down where we are, Shall say to Shmuel, right, of the teachings, the Tana or Amora, the Girsa, the Tishkach Achasmin, you shouldn't forget. Kigon Eloshim Shas. But there are simonim throughout Shas, right? We gloss over them, but they're there for a reason, right? Next, Pei Kafufa, Pei Pshuta. What does that mean? Pei Pasuach and Pei Sasam. Sometimes it's wise to be quiet, and sometimes it's wise to speak. Tadik Kafufa, Tadik Pshuta. Tadik Kafuf, a bent over Tadik. And tzadik pashut, a straight tzadik. So hainu neman kafav and neman pashut. Isn't that the same thing as neman and neman? Faithful? We said that already. So Gemara says, yeah, it's even worse. Hosel ha-kasav kifa al kifivaso. Right? In this world, they're very, very bent over. Right? The tzadikim. They're very, very, they have life very bad. Right? Mikan shenin Torah b'menud rosh. Torah was given very humbly. Very, very humbly, yeah. Kuf is kadosh. Resh is rasha. My time of Mahadar Ape de Kuf be Reish. Why is the head of the Kuf away from the Reish? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the Yachal is Takal Barasha. I can't even look at the Rasha. My time of Mahadar Tag de Kuf, the Gabi Reish. Why is it a Kuf has a tag on top of it? So why is the tag of the Kuf next to the Reish? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, im Chazar Bar ani Koshecha Keser Kamosi. If you do tshuva, I'll give you a crown too. My time of Kare de Kuf Teluya. Why is the leg of the Kuf hanging? The Hadar Beili Ayo. Because if you retract, if you do tshuva, come right in. So why can't the person, the Baal Tshuva, go around? So Masayel LeRish Lakish, Tam Rish Lakish, my dichsiv im leleitim hu yalut. If you want to be a let, be a let. Ula anavim, and for the humble, yitain chain, Hashem gives chain. Baal tamei, you want to be tamei, you want to do bad, poskhalo, the door is open for you. Baal tahir, Masayin also. You want to do tshuva, Hashem helps you too. You want to do good, Hashem helps you too. So therefore, the opening in the kuf, right away you come right in. You don't have to go around. You right away enter to do tshuva. Shin is sheker, tough is emes. My time is sheker, makar milay. Why are the letters of sheker right next to each other? Right, kuf rei shin is sheker. They're right next to each other. And emes the makar milay. Emes is spread out. Right, how's it spread out? It's the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter. It's emes. Shikra shchiach. Sheker is so common. Kushta is lo shchiyah. Honesty is very uncommon, very uncommon. My time shikra achta kare koi. Why does a sheker, the words of the shin, kuf, and the resh all rest on a point? Right, the shin rests on a point, kuf on a point, resh on a point. Why is that? The MS malaben libune and MS rests on like brick. Right, the aleph has a nice, the bottom of the aleph is very gesund. It's like very firm. The mem is very firm. The tuf is firm, at least the left side. Anyway, because kushta koi, shikra lo koi. Truth will last, sheker doesn't last. Now, atbash, this is different mnemonics to change around and learn up the aleph base. Osi toev, you are a toeva. Etave lo, I should want you, says Hashem. Bash, be lo chashak, you don't want me. Shmi yacholav, but I should rest my name on you. Gar, gufo tame, your guf is tame. Arachim alav, I should have pity on you. Dak, dalosai na'al, you close the door on me. Karen of Loga, I shouldn't strike you down. Right? Adkan is Rishayim. Till then is the Rishayim. Alaminus Tzadikim, we're going to go through the entire Aleph days. Atbash, imatabosh, if you're humble, you're humility, then gar dak. Imat osikain, if you're like that, then gur baduk, you're going to dwell baduk. Baduk is the kisya kavod. Hey, tzadik, vav, fei, chatzitza havi beinach la'af. I will make a chatzitza between you and my anger. Meaning, you won't suffer from my anger. Zayin, ayin, ches, samach, tes, nun. Vein atam is dazdea min ha-satan. You don't have to worry about the satan. Yud mem kaf lamed. Amar sar shel gehenim. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sar of gehenim says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yibon shel olam. Liyam kal. I want to be very open over here for everybody. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achas beta gif. Which is another way of reading the Aleph Beis. Says Rashi, four lines from the bottom. That's Aleph Beis. He ate till Atbash. It's Aleph Beis, similar to Atbash. The kulon to do was Sefer Yetzirah. It's all found in Sefer Yetzirah. Right? Yesterday Rashi knew Latin. Today Rashi knows Sefer Yetzirah. Rashi was very cosmopolitan. Right? What didn't Rashi know? He knew everything. What? He didn't know Zohar. He knew everything. He knew everything. Anyway. Ani chas aleihem, I have mercy on them, mipnei sheba'ato benif, begif, because they reject adultery. And the chat, which is dakim heim, they're humble, kainim heim, they're truthful, tzadikim heim, they're true, halak, now we're going to change the hey with the ches, ein lecha chelik behem, you have no part of them, umarazan shas, amar gehen lefnei rebono shalom, mari, my master, zanani mizara shal shes, feed me from the children of shes. Why you mention Shais over here? Meaning, the Jews also are children of Shais. Right? So why Shais? Why not Adam? Because it fits. Otherwise it wouldn't fit. Right? Amalei, al bam gan das, lechan olichan. Where am I taking them? I'm taking them lagan hadas, to the garden of the hadasim, which is Gan Eden. Hey, I and vav fei, amar gan thei gosh baruch, bon shalom, ayef anochi, I'm tired, zat chak, Halalu Zara Shal Yitzchak. Well, you can't have these people. They're the descendants of Yitzchak. Tar Yash, Kat. Tar means waiting. Tar Yesh, I'm waiting. Kitos, Shal Ovdei Chacham, Shad Ani Notzin Lach. There's plenty of customers that you're going to have in your Gehenna. Plenty of customers, don't worry about it. But not the Jews. Okay. That was quite a mystical Gemara. What the depth of that are, I don't have any clue.
I think this is a lot deeper than we were.
What? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I gave that, I remember. Yeah, you still have it? Cool. Okay, ready? Back to Earth. Okay, Hakosef Shte Osios. Somebody writes two letters, the Helam Echad, in one period of unawareness. Chayev Yechayev. Now that's been said six times already in this Masechta. So the Sfasemet is true. But there's a chiddush here. Even if you wrote one letter in the morning and one letter at night, and there was a helam the entire day, you're still chayev. Okay, that's a chiddush. Okay. Kasav, if you wrote bidyo with ink, besam, a yellowish ink, besikra, a red ink, bekumus with gum, kankantum, what's kankantum?
Copper sulfate.
What? Copper sulfate. It's copper. Ubachal davishu rosham, anything that makes a lasting. Al shnei kosle zavitz, on two ends of the wall. Al shnei luche pinkas, on two pages of a book. Vehi negin ze and ze, and they could be read one with the other. Chayev, you're chayev. Hakosev al besaro, if you write on your flesh, chayev, you're chayev. Okay? Hamasaret al besaro, if you scratch on your flesh, rebelezem achayev, chatas, vechacham and potrin. That's a machlokas. Ksav, b'mashkin. No, I don't know about that. Okay, we're not talking about Shabbos. Kasav, b'mashkin, if you wrote with mashkin, I don't know what mashkin means. A liquid, meperos, or juice, avak drachim, or with the dirt from the road, avak hasofrim, with the residue of the sofer, which doesn't really last, because otherwise the sofer wouldn't be residue. O b'chal davish eno miskayim, anything that doesn't last, potter your potter. What? So midrabanan maybe you're not. What? Right. I think Rabbi Yashiv holds you're allowed to write in the air. That you're allowed to write. Big kula.
But it's not even quiet for a second.
Exactly. Lachar yado, right with the back of your hand, paragla your foot, the pib with your mouth, bimafrika with your elbow, kasav os achas samach l'ksav. If you write one letter next to another letter, v'ksav al gabe ksav, or one letter on top of another letter, nischav in lichtov ches, you want to write a ches. The cause of Bay Zion, and you write two Zions, all these cases, right? Achas ba'aretz v'achas b'kora, one on the ground, one on the beam. Ksav al beis kosle abayis, on two walls. Al shtei dape pinkas, on two pages. Ve'neg in zemze, and they can't be read next to each other. Potter, in all those cases, you're potter.
Why are you putting those two letters?
Doesn't matter, they have to be next to each other.
Potter al also. Not
it's not a chatas. It's not a chatas.
We're gonna
flesh this out at the end of the daf if we get there, and if not tomorrow. Kasev otachas nutrikin. If you write one letter as an abbreviation, Rabbi Yoshua ben Mitzvah Mechayev, Vechacham and Potra. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Here we go. Dio is diusa. It's ink. Sam is sama. Some yellowish ink. Sikra is. I'm sorry. Sikra is Amar Rav Barachana. Sakarta Shmuel, some red. Kumas is Kumas gum. Kankantum Amar Rav Barachana. Amar Shmuel. Charta du'ush kafi. Some the black stuff from the shoemaker, from the shoe polish. Ubachal davashu roshim, anything that makes a roshim. Basu yemai, what did they come to include? Basu hadatani Rav Chia Chanina. Kasuvu b'meitaria. If you write with meitaria, what's meitaria? So it's a machloket. Rashi says tupshatim. Either it's fruit juice or rainwater. Maybe rain water. You can't write with water. Water doesn't last. Maybe rainwater has like a dirt, so a tinge to it. Maybe it lasts. Ba'afat's a kosher and gall is kosher. Kosher for what? You can write a get with it, meaning it's good ink. Tani Rubchia, kosher ba'aver. If you write with lead or b'shachar or with coal or b'shichur or with shichur. Shichur is a shoemaker polish. Kosher. It's kosher. The get would be kosher. What do you see from there? That's good ink. Hamasarid al basaro, Tana, Tanya, Omer Belazel Chachamim, Velo Ben Sarata, Hotzi Kshafim Bim Mimitzrayim. Didn't Ben Sarata take out Kshafim from Egypt? Besrita Sha'al Basaro, on the Srita on his body. So what does that mean? We'll see in a second. Amrulo, Shota, yeah, he was an idiot, that guy. He's an idiot. Ain't me right in a Shotim. Don't be me right from the idiot. Says Rashi. Hotzi Kshafim. Shalo hayu yachal lahotzian Kshafim. The Egyptians didn't let people take out any writing. Why? Sheha Chartumim bodkin kol hayotzim. The Chartumim would check everybody. Shalo yotziu Kshafim. They shouldn't take out any witchcraft, any spells. Lalamdam livnei medina acheres. To teach them somewhere else. So therefore, this guy wrote them on his body. He scratched them onto his body. So what do you see? It's good writing. That guy's an idiot. So being right from an idiot. Right? Okay. Now we're going to learn some censored Gemara. Do you have it there on the side? Anyway, the Gemara continues. Ben Sarata? His name was Ben Sarata? Ben Pandariahu. His name was Ben Pandaria. Who's Pandaria? Who's Pandaria? Pandaria is the man that slept with Mary that fathered Jesus. Right? We don't believe that God was the father. We don't believe that. We don't believe that. We believe there was a man who did that. Who was the man? Now, it couldn't have been her husband because her husband wasn't there. He wasn't around. Which is why they say it was happened by God. We don't believe that. There was a Roman soldier named Pandera who was the father. So says the Gemara, his name wasn't Ben Sarata. His name was Ben Pandaria. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Chista. No. Baal Sarata. Right. The husband's name was Sarata. Boel Pandaria. And the adulterer was Pandaria. So the Gemara says, No. Baal Papas Ben Yehudahu. The father, the husband's name was Papas Ben Yehuda. Not Sarata. So the Gemara says, No. Eliimo Sarata. The mother's name was Sarata. So the Gemara says, No. Emo Miriam Magdalene Sihu. The mother's name was Mary Magdalene. Mary was the mother's name, not Sarata. So the Gemara continues. Kidamrina Bepumpadisa. Sarata is an abbreviation of Satis Da. There's a Sota here. Right? She's a Sota. Ben Sarata. The mom's her boy. Right? Mi Baila, from the husband. Okay? That's the end of the Gemara. Now, there's a censor Tosfos here. Tosfos says, look at Tosfos Ben Sarata. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. What does Tosfos say? To who Ben Sarata? He's Ben Sarata. The Amrin on Hacha, the Havi Bimei Papas Ben Yehuda. That's censored. What Tosfos really said was as follows. I don't really know why they censored this. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Zeh Yeshu Hanotri. This is not Yeshu Hanotri. This is not Jesus. Right? Says the Ritva. Oh, this absolutely is. And the Ritva says that the Yerushalmi says it certainly is. Certainly is. Says Tosfos, it's not. And he brings a Raya because Yeshu Haya B'yimei Yoshua ben Parachia. Yeshu lived, everybody knows this, during the time of Yoshua ben Parachia, which is way before Herod and the times when Jesus supposedly lived. It's too early. Because there's a Gemara there, Kedemuchach Peperek Basra Desota, below Yoshua ben Parachia, you shouldn't act like Yoshua ben Parachia. Shadocha liyeshu hanotri b'shtei yadav. He pushed him off with both hands, meaning he was too harsh to him, and what happened? And he went off the derech and he became Jesus. So don't do that. Don't treat your talmidim like that. Rabbi Shur ben Parachia, hayu kodem tuva l'Rabbi Akiva. He lived way before Rabbi Akiva. By the way, when Rabbi Akiva was in the jail, who comes to see him? Papas ben Yehuda. You hear this? Which also doesn't make any sense. Because it's too late. It's too late. So either way, there's a problem. Right? It's way too late. Because Rabbi Akiva died in the year, let's say, 130-something. It's way too late. Then Tosfos goes on that there's a Gemara that the Malach HaMavis brought the wrong Mary. And that Gemara was said by Rav Ami. That the Malach HaMavis told Rav Ami that. It also doesn't fit the timeline. So Tosfos answers, it could be that the Malach HaMavis was just telling Rav Ami something that happened hundreds of years earlier. So not necessarily a problem. That's the next part of Tosfos. That's censored. Yeah.
What's the connection to that? What about writing?
Because it's Ben Sarata. So it's Ben Sarata. So the Gemara called him an idiot. So of course the Christians are going to censor that. Right? The Gemara said he's an idiot. Don't tell me, oh, you're being right with how idiots behave. I don't care what idiot did. The village idiot did that. Right? Some idiot wrote writes on his body. That's called writing.
Right.
So, that, by the way, that wasn't even his name. The Gemara continues. That wasn't even his name.
And Yeshu wrote on it. So.
Yeah. If it's him. So the flow of the Gemara assumes it's him. Tosfos has to go out of his way. No, it's not him. Right? Tosfos, the non-censor. No, it's not him. Masha, it's him. Right? The Ritva says it's him. The Yerushalmi says it's him. Doesn't mean left by time with Moshe Rabbeinu. At some other time. Right?
Rashi makes sense that the Chartumim were
checking. So the Chartumim just means that they were the priests. Right? They were the witchcraft priests. They didn't want the spells getting out. So they had customs at the airport. Everybody that left, they would check them out. You can't take out any spells.
But
So I'm going to outsmart them. I'm going to put it on my body. No one ever thought of that till he thought of that. Right? So you see, he's right. Nah, he's an idiot. And by the way, that wasn't even his name. Right? You're right. He's called that because he's a mamzer.
They don't give a recipe
now
to try and do that. Yeah.
No.
I'll do it for you.
All right, I thought that was pretty fascinating. Everybody likes Sensor Gemara, right? Okay. Now, Kosev Oz Achas Samach L'Ksav, we said in the Mishnah that if you write one letter next to another letter, that's not a problem. Right? So, Mantana, who said that? Amar Rabbi Barachana, Delo Kerb Elazar. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer. De'i Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Achas Ala Arig Chayev. He said if you finish off a sewing, you are Chayev. So if you write next to other letters, you would be chayiv. Now we don't agree. The mission didn't agree to that, unless you finish a book. So we're going to get to it in a minute. So ksav al gabe ksav, mantana. Who said that ksav al gabe ksav is no good? Amar Rav Chista. Yeah. Writing over. The law of Yehuda, the Tanya, Haresha Yitzach Lichtov Es Hashem. You're supposed to write Hashem's name. The Nitzchavin Lichtov Yehuda, and you're spacing out. And you think you're supposed to write the word Yehuda. And what happened? Vita, you made a mistake. Velo hitel bol dalet. And you didn't write the dalet. So what did you end up writing? Hashem's name. Without kavana. So ma'avir alav kolmas. You could write it over with a kolmas. Umakacho. Have the right kavana. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? The ksav agav ksav is good. Right? Vechacham amrim ein Hashem in emukhu. That's not right. So ask the Radvaz. What kind of crazy case is that? You're supposed to write Hashem's name. You want to write the word Yehuda. You leave out the Dalet. How about a simple case? You're supposed to write Hashem's name and you wrote it without Kavana. It's a simple case. What kind of crazy case is this? Right? You're supposed to write Hashem's name and you wrote it without Kavana. So the answer is, the Rabbi's answer is, because this is such a much bigger Chiddush. Even though you didn't even have Kavana for Hashem's name. You thought you were writing the word Yehuda. You could still write over it. That's a big chiddush, right? So I got this new sefer with Chayos of Rabbi Yashiv. So one of the tshuvas they asked Rabbi Yashiv was, can a sofer listen to a shir while he's writing? It's boring to write. So can he listen to a shir while he's writing? So Rabbi Yashiv said no, because it's going to be mafriya the kavana. So the person asked back, but he can't write otherwise. He can't write otherwise. So he can. He can go stir crazy. So Rabbi Yashiv said, okay, you could. You have to tell the guy you're selling to that you were listening to a shir while you were writing. You have to inform the buyer, right? That's going to make a difference. Okay, you have to inform the buyer.
The buyer's going to say
who's shir. Right, the buyer's going to say shir, right, exactly. But the point is, it's a true point. When you're writing, you have to have kavana. You can't just be spacing out. You have to have kavana. Okay. Tana, ksav achas, ksav os achas. If you write one letter, v'shlima l'sefer, and you finish off the sefer, says Rashi, Os achrona, the last letter, shall achas michaf dalet svarim. One of the 24 svarim. Right? Not the last letter of a novel. No. That doesn't count. You'd be maslim a sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah says already, it doesn't have to be the last letter. It could be any letter that will make it the last letter. It doesn't have to mamish be the last letter of Zos HaBracha. It doesn't have to be that. It could be any letter. Right? Oreg chut echad. If you write one, if you sew one chut, v'shlima lebeged, and now you finish up the beged, chayiv your chayiv. Right? Are you also chayiv a makab apatish? That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas achronim. If you're also chayiv makab apatish. Right? Mantana, who said this? That by writing one letter, you chayiv. Amar Rava, bar Rav Huna, Rabbi Eliezer here. He said if you sew one chut next to the other strings, you're chayiv. So says no. Ravashi Amar afilu tema rabbanon lehishlim shiny. If you're mashlim, it's different. In other words, I agree. If you write one letter next to you're writing a novel and you write one letter, you finish off the word. You didn't have time to finish before Shabbos. You're not chayiv for that. It's only one letter. If it's the last letter of a sefer Torah, then I agree you're chayiv. Or it's mashlim. Then he agrees. Only if it's a Sefer Torah. Right. Amar of Ami, Kos Avos Achas B'Tveria. This is very hard, because this is get back to what you said. Kos Achas B'Tveria, V'Achas B'Tzipori, Chayev. You write one letter in New York, and one letter in Woodmere, and one letter in Far Rockaway, you're chayev. Right? It's an hour walk. You're chayev. Kivihi, it's writing, Ella, Shemachutra Kreva. They're just not next to each other. So I said, wait a minute. If you write on two walls in the house and on two pages in the book, they ain't neg and zen, they're putter. And they can't be read next to each other, you're putter. So the Gemara gets a very difficult answer. Now, Hassam over there, Machasar Maisin, the Kreva. Over there, Rashi explains, in order to get those two things, those two stones next to each other, you have to take the house down to put them next to each other. So so first of all, they're not next to each other. And second of all, you require a maisa to get them next to each other. Hacha, but over here, lo mechutzer maisa de kreva. There's no maisa that's missing. What's missing? Just they're not next to each other. That doesn't make a difference. The ones here, one's in Woodmere, one's in Far Rockaway, that doesn't make a difference. The only thing that's lacking, they're not next to each other. They don't have to be next to each other. They have to be that the only thing they're lacking is space. If they're also lacking work, like how am I going to get that stone on that end of the house, and that's I got to take the house apart. Then you putter.
If you write on a wall in Woodmere and a wall in Far Rockaway, you wouldn't be chayiv. If you write on a wall in Woodmere and a wall in Far Rockaway,
maybe you wouldn't be chayiv. Right. Okay. I know. We're gonna. Tosos is going to have a kasha on this a little bit tomorrow. The last Tosos of the Perek. We'll get to it tomorrow. A little bit more. Tana. Higia oz achas chayev. If you fix one letter, you're chayev. Wait a second. Hashta. Kosev oz achas putter. Wait, if you write one letter, you're putter. Higia oz achas chayev? How could that be? So, Omer of Kahan, Omer of Sheshet. Now, hachel ma'i skin. You know what's going on over here? Kigon. Shenot lulagago shalchetz. You took off the roof of the ches. A ches is made up of two zayins with an upside down V connecting them. You take off that upside down V, vaso shnei zayins. You made two zayins. Right? Says Rashi, three words. V'hasefer lekach tzarech. And the sefer needs it. What's Rashi saying? Rashi saying something brilliant. If the sefer doesn't need it, and you turn a ches into two zayins, you're makalkil. What are you doing? You just took a ches and the Sefer Torah made it to two zayin. Two zayin don't belong here. A ches belongs here. That's not what happened. What happened was the guy by mistake wrote a ches. Supposed to be two zayins. You removed that upside down V. You've now made two zayins. Hasefer lekach tzarech. The Sefer needs that. Otherwise, brilliant Rashi. Brilliant. Right? That's what Sheshet's answer. Sheshet's, by fixing one letter, you've made two letters. Now Rava said something impossible. Rava Omar, Kigon Shinatlu Lutago Shal Dalid. You took the top of the Dalid and you rounded it out, the Asa'u Resh, and you made it into a Resh. So that's one letter into one letter.
Isn't the crown of the Dalid and the crown of the Resh the same
thing? It doesn't mean the crown, it means the end of the Dalid is a bar. It's a bar with a leg, and a Resh is rounded. Right? So you took the bar and you made it rounded. So 1 minute. We said if you write one letter, you're putter. So how could fixing one letter be chayiv? So Rav Shesha said, no, you took away the shmichik, you made two letters. Rava says, no, you turn a dalet into a resh. So, but that's one letter into one letter. So Rashi says in the bottom, delo havi ela hagos os achas. It's only one letter. V'davar muat chayiv. And you're chayiv. So Rashi holds, and this was the last thing I had to do to finish the Sefer. So just like writing one letter to finish the Sefer is Chayiv, so to fixing one letter to finish the Sefer is Chayiv. It was wrong. It was supposed to be erased there. The guy wrote a Dalet, so go fix it. No, so it's writing. Chlokas, if it's also not going to, then Rashi says something at Alexis.
Why is that for writing? It's only one letter.
Because it finished the Sefer.
Right.
Then Rashi throws this in out of like left. The Aser La'adam La'hashot Sefer She'eno Muga. You're not allowed to have Apostle Sefer Torah in your house. Mishum Al Tishkan Ba'olecha Avla. Don't have an Avla in your house. What's going to happen? We write, people don't want to come to Shul for Mincha Shabbat. They're lazy. Well, we'll have a million and a bunch of things. It has a Torah in there. You forget, but this Torah is Apostle. You forget, A terrible avil is going to happen. So you can't keep... What's Rashi doing? You can't keep a pasul sefer Torah in your house. The havelei kiksav oz achas. It's like writing one letter. Vashlima l'sefer. The amaron la'el d'chayev afil l'rabanan. That's what Rava came to look. Others have a different girsa, and they say, you took the dalid and you made it into two letters. A yud and a resh. So Rav is giving another example how you could turn one letter into two. Right? By changing the girsa to throw in the yud. You had one letter. That wasn't supposed to be one letter. It was supposed to be two letters. All right, so break it up. Erase it, whatever, and make a yud and a dalit. Erase it. One letter, two. Like what Rashi out of left field throws in about not having a pasul sefer Torah in your house. Right? Why did Rashi do that? Right?
He might come to one of... Scenario, one might want to finish it on Shabbos because you don't want to have one now. I don't know. The minions in an hour, you gotta go.
Right, so he says over here, one second.
When you stand to the Torah in the house, that's how you, that's what you learn from.
Right. 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 Yeah. Rashi's just giving you. Right, okay. Fine. Very good. That ended today's daf, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, finish the parak tomorrow, and then we start more stuff. More stuff. More Torah, more Gemara. Everybody have a very good day.